So today, as we go through the day, I invite you to include the experience of sound in your practice. Expanding the awareness outwards to include sound. Sound is also very good as an anchor to bring us back to the present. And if the mind is scattered or noisy, we can take up sound as the object of attention. Sound can be a very lovely object of attention because it opens the mind up to this very spaciousness of being. Some people have difficulty with breath as an object, and I encourage you to also experiment with sound as the object in that case. So sound has a very receptive quality to it. We don't create the sound, we just receive it. And just as with the seeing yesterday, we can notice the difference between listening or reaching out towards the sound and hearing, just allowing the sound to come to you. We can notice, as I said, the sensation at the eardrum. We can also notice that when we hear a sound, how quickly we want to identify it, to give it a label, bell or bird or car. A very strong urge to figure out what it is. And we can notice that at the times when we maybe can't figure out what a sound is, how uncomfortable that can feel. So that label is just a concept that we're adding to the sound. It's not a bird, it's just a sound. So just the bare experience of hearing. The ear meeting the sound and hearing happening. So no need to analyze the sound or name it, but just being with the bare experience of sound itself. And like everything else, sound has a feeling tone, pleasant, unpleasant, or neutral. So noticing the feeling quality, the vedana of each sound. And notice how the feeling tone is not inherent in the sound. Sometimes this can be really obvious with sound. We might experience pleasant with the sound of the bird and unpleasant with the sound of the motor, but actually what's unpleasant about the sound of the motor is usually some concept that we have about it, some idea. If we just stay with the sound, what is it then? We can notice how each sound has a beginning, a middle, and an end. How it changes, shifts and moves, arises and passes. Like all things, it has the characteristic of being impermanent. And just like the body, sound is now. It's in the present. So it brings us into the present moment. And equally, can we notice the absence of sound as well as its presence? So that we're intimately aware with the space, the great space that holds the sounds, the great silence. As the sounds pass away, they return back to that great silence that they arise out of. And we can inquire, does the great silence stop when the sound arises? Or is it like the vast sky? The cloud passes across the sky, but the sky is still there. Can we sense that silence, even in the midst of sound? We can also ask and inquire into, where does the sound begin and me end? Where does the sound end and me begin? So when hearing, just hearing, dropping all notions of a hearer and the heard. It's not me hearing, it's just hearing. We can allow it to be that simple. And so in the walking meditation, this morning I invite you to also include the feeling tone of all experience, the sights, the sounds, the sensations. And later when we're eating, the tastes, the smells. Noticing whether they're pleasant, unpleasant, or neutral. So extending the field of awareness to include those things and any reactivity in the mind towards holding on or pushing away. So it's now time for some small groups, and I'll just share this with you. So we have with Jill will be Adi, Art, Dean, Diane, Nadine, and Tanya. And with myself, Kaz, Gabrielle, Kim, Laura, Margie, and Miriam. And so if you would just like to stay in the meditation hall here, and hopefully Jill can put us in a breakout room. And just to check also that we have a practice leader for the morning sit. I think, Kim, maybe you've volunteered, but I'm not sure.
Yes, I did. That's okay.
Lovely. Thank you so much. Okay, good. Enjoy, people. Take care.